T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Mike Rankin. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
There are two things that I want to call to your attention just as I was listening to it and give you my reaction. Number one, as someone who was a friend of Jeff Dickerson's, I did not appreciate George McCaskey using his death and JD's son Parker as a jumping off point for him to wag his finger at people who were mean to Matt Nagy. Number two, I've known Olin Cruz for almost 25 years. I had the opportunity to cover him. Olin is a lot of things, but he damn sure ain't a liar. And the fact that George sat up there and called him one is ridiculous to me. There are plenty of questions about whether or not Bill Polian should be in the room, and they are legit questions. And the fact that you're bringing in someone that you feel comfortable with because of their proximity to you and your age, and him relying so much on Bill Polian's book to help shape what should already be an education in football after spending almost 80 years in football, is ridiculous.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Angry or not, we still get down, y'all. Bass drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. Cam Ellis will join me at 1. We moved Cody Westerlund because obviously a lot of people want to talk about the press conference that happened yesterday and the future of the Bears and all of that good stuff. So Cody's going to be on tomorrow's show. Cam, since he covered the Bears, is still going to be on this show. And we are going to take phone calls. So here's what I want to do. I know we don't do it very often, but I feel like after yesterday, it might be necessary. Feel free to call us, 312-644-6767. I've kind of had my piece in talking about everything that's gone on, but I want to give you your forum to do so. If you want to reach out via text instead, you don't want to wait on hold. That's fine, too. I look forward to the people that are texting in. I look forward to the folks that are on Twitch, too. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. I'll have more on the ridiculousness of yesterday and your phone calls, texts, chat, and everything else we do next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
In our conversations with Bill Polian, he's told us it's that relationship between the general manager and the head coach and the relationship between the head coach and the quarterback that will determine the success of your team.
Oh, really?
This was clearly a revelation to George that the hiring of a general manager and a quarterback is really important. That relationship, you mean it's a good thing? Hold on. Breaking news on The Score is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free. DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. The breaking news is that the relationship between a general manager, the coach, and the quarterback really leads to success of a football organization. Thank you for that. Much appreciated. Yes, Mike?
Well, I just want to say, over the last,
however many hours, 20 hours. I've been thinking about the presser a lot. I put together, condensed it to a 6-minute chunk for our show, Bernstein and Rahimi, today. And I can't stop shaking my head every time I think about it. And the discussions you had in transition, all the points that were brought up on Bernstein and Rahimi today, it all leads me to shake my head. And then that clip that we just played reminded me that this man is in charge, ultimately, of making the decision on who will be hired to make the most important decisions as, well, in our perspective as fans, when we're watching a football team trying to win games.
And Mike Rankin, a texter, points it out. He paid Bill Polian for that.
He wrote a book. Did you read his book?
And here's the thing. I'm interested in Bill Polian's book.
Right.
Because obviously, like, the man's lived a life and he's had a ton of success in football. But if that's what you got from it, like what you got from your conversation, Bill must be like these rubes.
How many years has George been in football to not understand that it's important to have continuity with the head coach and GM as well as the head coach and quarterback? I mean, I play Madden and I know that.
You don't even...
Come on, you don't even need to play Madden to know that. You just got to follow football, kind of.
Yes. Texas says, you're speaking crazy, Loho. Next thing you'll say is hitting home runs and playing defense is important to baseball. Wait, Mike, check Bill Polian's book because that's where we need to look. Campy, is there something basketball-wise that we could learn from Bill Polian?
I'd be floored if there was.
I wouldn't. It's probably in the book. All of it's in the book. All of it.
Probably important to, you know, make baskets and pass the ball and you know, dribble.
See, the thing is that on the one hand, I want to get the book so I can just kind of use it as a guide as the Bears do their thing. And because Bill Polian's life in football is really interesting. On the other hand, I don't want to give him money for the book. But it would be good to have as a reference, just like Mark Trestman's book. Like, we had it for a reference. You get an idea of what the man is all about.
I love ball.
Here's the other thing, and I promise I will get to your phone calls. So, they didn't want to talk with any of the ex-Bears because there are a lot of ex-Bears that are in media. There are also a lot of ex-Bears that aren't in media. But I'll put them to the side for a second. What does Bill Polian do when he's not getting six figures as a consultant for the Bears? Ta-da! He works in the media. So, what George is telling you is that he thinks Bill Polian is much better at compartmentalizing conflict of interest than the players are. By the way, Charles Tillman isn't a working media member right now. Gary Fensick isn't a working media member right now. Mike Brown isn't a working media member right now. I could go down the list. Like, even if, well, you can't use him. Rex Grossman isn't working in the media right now. I was going to say Cuddy, but Cuddy is, he's made his choice. He's definitely working in the media. Handing out terrible advice about a lot of things. So you do have to be careful.
Speaking of, there's that guy on those billboards.
Yes. Well, he is working in media, though. But there's plethora of people that you could... I love how in George's mind, every ex-Bear is working in media. All of them. Even the ones who are in coaching. All of them are just working in media. Do you see what I mean by he's a strange man who has strange thoughts about a lot of things? Hi, Jim. You're on the Score.
How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Fantastic. What's on your mind?
All right, here's a point of clarification. The new general manager coming in is going to have 100% control of everything related to football. Now, having said that, it sounds like he's going to be able to do whatever he wants, and there won't be an element of veto from the ownership because they know squat about football. So does that make sense?
No, because as George said, Ted has to write the checks for all of it. So It's a good idea in theory. And I honestly, I don't think it's that different from what they, I don't think that they were overlording Pace. I think they were allowing Ryan to do whatever it is that he needed to do. I'm not accusing them of meddling. I don't think that they've done that. My issue is, how can you be born of this? How can this be your life's work? How could you have worked for the organization for as long as he has and not know anything or anybody?
And to Lawrence, when they had the back and forth, they and Adam Johns and David Hall, you know, pressing George about Justin Fields, a major asset that they spent a lot of equity on, and he didn't have anything to say about it.
Nope.
What are we doing?
And he could also say how he feels about Justin Fields and understand that maybe the person that you hire feels differently. Like, that's okay. That's totally and completely okay. Westchester and Brad. Hey, Brad, you're on the Score.
How's it going? What I got from the presser yesterday, George is kind of weird. He doesn't know anything about football. He stands up there on the podium and he acts like a spoiled aristocrat. And it's kind of like he's smirking at all of us and saying, I don't know anything. I don't know how to handle it, but there's nothing you could do about it.
There is that feeling of, this is my family's toy and I get to play with it. That's honestly, he comes off like I don't know how a man that old could still come off as a spoiled brat, but that's how he comes off. It's very out of touch. You would think that, I've pointed out, like, when I was covering the Bears on a daily basis and I would go on the road, I'd see George there on the road. I'd see him, like, taking input from Bears fans, like, on the road, which is amazing. But it feels more and more to me that all of that stuff is for the look of it. It's cosmetic. Here I am. I'm going to go and hang out with the proletariat. That's what I'm going to do. See me with the unwashed masses? Yes, I'm one of you. I'm going to go to the South lots and talk to people. As you can see from the way that he discussed things yesterday, he doesn't seem like a great person to have a conversation with. Let's go to Tristan. Hey, Tristan, you're on the Score.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Got a question for you. I know I heard you guys talking a lot about Jim Harbaugh yesterday. So do you guys think it's realistic that the Bears go out?
Who was talking about Jim Harbaugh yesterday?
Just throughout the show, I heard it on the, you know, through the afternoon. I heard
my
Jim Harbaugh's name come up. On 670.
Oh, okay. So, like, here's the thing. Like, shows are individual. So because you heard something on the Score, does it mean that everyone at the Score was talking about it? So I need you to catch me up. Like, what is it about Jim Harbaugh that you heard and you want me to respond to?
Yeah, for sure. I was going to say, do you guys think that – I heard a few guys talking about him coming just through Chicago, as in terms of
– what happened?
Yeah, it's okay. It happens. Yeah, you get on the air, it happens.
I just wanted him to tell me what he wanted.
Do you like Jim Harbaugh as a coaching candidate for the Bears?
I do.
All right.
I don't think that he's going – I think that he is already put the Chicago leverage in play. I think that he's going to recoup the money that he lost to the University of Michigan from the University of Michigan. And I can only imagine – how good that would feel. Like, think about it for a second. Jim, you know, you haven't beaten Ohio State and Michigan State, and, you know, Mel Tucker beat you the first time. You know, we're going to have to take half of that money away. But I'm of here and from here. Things are moving in the right direction. We win 10 games a year. No, we need half of that money. Okay. You're right. take half of it. And then he wins the Big Ten and gets to the CFP. Not only is he like, yeah, they took half my money, and you know what I'm going to do with all this bonus money? I'm going to give it to the people. I'm gonna hand it out to the people because the athletic department hasn't done a great job of taking care of the people. And then, so Jim, congratulations on making it to the CFP and winning the Big Ten. You damn right, congratulations. That'll be $10 million per, please. The $4 million you took away from me, and then a $2 million tax for being jerks. Oh, yeah, and Mel Tucker makes more money than me. That's going to end immediately. Immediately. Do you know how satisfying that would be?
Got a decent idea.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You actually do. Back after this on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Now, my performance is reviewed by ownership and the board of directors, and ownership has informed me that it wishes me to continue in this role.
Which is fine. We'll see how all of this stuff works out. That is George McCaskey, the guy that's in charge of the Bears. Let me go back to the phones, since that seems to be going really well. Actually, that's false. There have been three really good calls. And then the one guy who just wanted to... If you're wondering why that frustrates me as a host, and some people are texting in, here's why it frustrates me. We are talking specifically about one thing. And then I open the phone lines for us to talk about it. And you would rather kind of generally talk about what we've, and I'm using air quotes, we've been discussing. When you could just be like, Lawrence, what do you think of Jim Harbaugh? And I'm convinced that that caller didn't even know what show he was calling. He was just calling The Score. That's the issue. Meanwhile, there are people like Pete who called in specifically to say something. Hi, Pete, you're on The Score.
Hi, just want to say one quick thing before I get to my topic. I have been at home now for almost 2 years. I'm just 2 months shy of being at home from work for 2 years, working from home, and I cannot thank you enough for being on the air and breaking the monotony of the middle of the day. So I'll start with that.
Oh, thank you. It's very nice of you to say.
I appreciate it. Secondarily, you know, I want to be diplomatic and I want to be kind and I don't want to, you know, sound like I'm an elderly person basher. But how many major sports organizations have a 99-year-old person having any kind of influence over their day-to-day operations? I'm going to hang up and let you guys talk.
Yeah, we want to be very careful with this because, quite frankly, none of us know. Earlier today, on The Score, specifically, Mike Mulligan, David Haw, Layla Rahimi, and Dan Bernstein were talking about Marv Levy. The last time that I had a conversation with Marv Levy was a few years ago, and this is a man who is in his mid-90s, and he was sharp. I don't know what the cognitive state of Virginia McCaskey is, and I don't want to assume just because she's 99 that she's not with it. But I do understand people going, are they really in touch with how the organism of the NFL moves, what the trends are, who the smart people are in the league? That's the frustration for me, is that they, as an organization and as a family, need help to get it when they should be the most connected, wired up family in the entire league. How do you spend your whole life in this, make all your money, all of your money off of this? And the best person you can think of to call is Bill Polian after he's been out the game for 10 years.
Or having to call anyone in general.
Correct. And Mike, being impressed because he was able to look up your injuries that week in which he talked to you. George. The internet exists. Cam Ellis joins me next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.